job bridge will end in September and be replaced by another labour activation scheme. But I think the very real fear that I would have, and I think many people would have, is that it'll be basically a case of changing the name, but that the scheme will continue to operate in the same way it has done in the past.
Now, the government is arguing that Jobbridge has had its successes, that many people are back at work as a result of the training and experience they received because of their participation in Jobbridge. But you're saying that it may actually have had the opposite effect. It may have actually increased employment rather than reduced it.
If you look at the schemes of Jobbridge, and particularly schemes that were our jobs that were replacing Jobbridge here in Donegal, if you look through them, you would see that quite a lot of them were for forecourt attendants and tell operators and shops, which basically I believe were actual jobs that should have been filled by people off who were unemployed and in need of jobs. But I think in very many cases employers used it as a form of cheap labour to fill a period of time where they didn't have to actually pay people to work in those jobs and could use it under the auspices of Jobbridge. There's no doubt that in some places if an employer was willing to engage with it and employers was going to work the scheme properly, it may have been of some benefit in terms of finding people who were suitable for the type of jobs that they had. But I don't believe that that was ever should have been intended for forecourt attendants and the jobs like that.
Is there some way of ensuring that the replacement for Jobbridge has its training element monitored so that it can be said with certainty that, yes, quality training, quality experience and some quality benefit was received as a result of participation?
Well, if the department had been interested in actually monitoring Jobbridge when it was there in the first place, it could have achieved that, I believe, Donal, because the department had absolutely no interest in hearing about whether the jobs or the job bridges that were advertised were actual training schemes or not, because I made a number of complaints to the Minister for Social Protection, Joan Burton, at the time in relation to the schemes that were advertised on the Jobbridge website, and they had absolutely no interest in actually looking at them at all. Eventually, over the period of time when there was such a public clamour about it, they did make some token changes and removed some token numbers of internships off the website. But if the department had been interested at all, they could have made it into a scheme. Perhaps it could have worked, but it wasn't about actually providing people with valuable training and jobs. Ultimately, it was about providing employers with cheap labour.